Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
What it do, people? Once again, like I always do about this time, I'm reloaded! Yeah, K1's Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, you dig? Welcome, everybody, to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K1's Internet Radio. Got an interesting show coming up for you today. Not so it's serious, but not really so serious as to where, you know, we can't have a little fun with it. You understand what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm back from my vacation. I'm still feeling a little bit under the weather, but I'll be alright. I'm a trooper. I'll be alright. Episode 185. Black, brown, whatever. Basically, we're going to be talking about how you address yourself as a black person. Do you like being called black? Should we be called brown, African-American, Afro-American? Whatever term you deem that you should be called. So I got a couple questions about that. Some people don't like being called black. We went through one phase where we were saying black is beautiful. And then all of a sudden it's like, don't call me black. I'm African American. Even though you're like mixed with white and your last name is not even your real last name and you've never been to Africa. But anyway, we'll get into all that. Alright? Let me go ahead and run down the show. K100 Internet Radio is of course a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in once again. You can catch us on Facebook. You can catch us on MySpace, all right? MySpace.com/K100Radio. Facebook.com/K100Radio. One major thing that I'm so fucking pissed off. I took a week off last week, and I'm fucking pissed. I'm really just upset with Blog Talk Radio, the host site that hosts this internet radio shit for me. They made a major change in their service that just, it's inexplicable. I don't know why they would do it. But for some reason, you can't go to the actual Blog Talk site anymore and download episodes that have already aired. You have to get them from iTunes at this point. Alright. I don't know why they did that. Before, you could go there and listen to the show. And if you wanted to take it on the go, you could download it to your hard drive and listen to it or whatever. But now, if you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, the button that you used to see to download it to your hard drive so you can like put it on your MP3 player or something like that right there, it's gone. So, they stopped doing that. The only way now that you can actually access a podcast version of the show that you can put on your portable device and download to your drive is through iTunes. So, once again, we're on iTunes. We're in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. All right? Just download the iTunes software. It's totally free. iTunes is free. I think a lot of people who don't use iTunes don't understand that it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. It's straight up free. You can use it on a PC or a Mac. And if you really do a lot of listening to music on your computer, it really is the best software out anyway, as far as organizing it and shit. You feel me? So it's good to have anyway, because it's really the best. But some people don't know that. And so I'm kind of pissed off at Blog Talk, because they're going to make my numbers drop because of that bullshit. Because now, you know, people may like you, but do I got to download a software now? And all that stuff, like, fuck that. You know what I mean? But I can't do nothing about it. So, if you want to catch the podcast version of the show from now on, you're going to have to download iTunes, which is a free software. And iTunes, in the podcast section of iTunes, is the only place now that you can get the replay versions of K100. Now, you can always get on your computer and go back and just like go to the website, which is again www.blogtalkradio.com/k-100 and listen to the show live. I mean, not live, but listen to the replay on the show. You just can't download it from there anymore and put it on your iPod or whatever, or burn it to a CD like you could before. If you want to just burn it to a CD and you listen to it while you ride in the car. I had a couple people tell me they do that. When they riding around, they burn the MP3 of it, and then they download the MP3 and then burn the MP3s to a CD. And then they ride around listening to it like that. You feel me? So, okay. However, but you can't. But now you have to go to iTunes in order to get it. So, that's something that they changed in the service. My hands were tied because I would not have done that myself. But it is what it is. Moving along. So, once again, we're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. Check us out. Both of them are /K100Radio. All right? MySpace.com/K100. Facebook.com/K100. All right? Also, the email address for the show is K100Radio@gmail.com. I'm putting it out there for all the artists. I got some new music that was sitting into me that I was going to play before I went on vacation last week. But I got Swagger Splash music. I got I got this other guy. I got to go back and look at his name. Anyway, I got this other guy's music that he sent into me, but I went on vacation. I'm going to play those guys' music this week. Probably one or two of them tonight. Maybe both of them tonight. I don't know. Depends on how many people I got on the phone lines. I'm going to spin music. But I say that to tell you this, artist. If you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist, if you want to get your music played on K100 Internet Radio, send your music to K100Radio@gmail.com. Once again, the letter K, the number 100, the word radio, all together. K100Radio@gmail.com. That's the official email address for the show. Send it to me there and I'll get it on, all right? When you send it to me there, make sure it's some good music. Of course, you know the rules in K100. I pretty much play anything as long as it's an independent artist. I don't play artists with major deals because fuck them. They don't want to come on my show and give me an interview. So why the fuck am I promoting this shit on my underground independent radio show? Not going to happen. You're not going to hear the G's and the T.I.'s and shit. If that's what you came here to listen to, hang up now. But I do play independent artists. But the only thing about it, artist, your music needs to be hot. If it sounds like shit, and away we go. Alright? I'm going to flush it. Not going to play it. Alright? It's hard enough getting people to tune into these damn internet underground shows without you fucking up 3 or 5 minutes of fucking airtime with some whack-ass music. It's not going to happen. But so far, I play them almost everything that people send me. Even if I don't like it. Even if it's like some snap crap or pop shit. As long as it's good quality recording, I might go ahead and run it once. Just because, you know, you show love to the show. You know you got to blast out K100 on your Twitter and your Facebook, or I'm not going to play your shit. All right? But y'all know how this works. Y'all know the drill. All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Let me go ahead and get into the synopsis, because I already got people on the phone lines raising their hands. So let me go ahead and move it right along. Episode 185. All right? Black, brown, whatever. All right, for those of you tuning in for the first time who don't know how this works, what I do is I read from the I read a synopsis, a breakdown, if you will, of each one of my episodes. All right, and I do this for every one of my shows. Okay, and it basically tells you what I'm going to be talking about tonight. And tonight we're going to have a pretty interesting topic, one that I hope my black and white people call in for, because I got some questions for the white people. I got white friends too. Yes. I got some questions for them also. But I want a lot of people to call in because some people talk about, you know, people who don't like to be called black, or they want to be called African-American, whatever, what have you. So I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis. And this is what I do for every one of my shows. And then we're going to open up the phone lines. If you go to the show page, each one of my shows has a breakdown, a description of each show. So you know what you're going to be listening to. So you don't want to listen to nothing that has nothing to do with you. Because I talk about everything, like I said, from politics to pussy. So if you don't want to talk about politics to sports, you can go ahead and skip that episode. Find something that's interesting. Download it. Listen to the replays. Do some catching up. I'm on episode 185. It's grind time. Okay. And matter of fact, let me go ahead and jump into it. Episode 185. Here we go. I don't have a problem with who I am. And I'm reading now for all you new listeners. I don't have a problem with who I am. All right. I call myself a black person about 99% of the time. All right. Rarely do I describe myself as an African-American. Unless I'm Shane in a box or a circle or some sort of fucking form, okay? If I'm not filling out a form or nothing, I don't walk around saying, yeah, I'm an African-American. Yeah, I'm Afro-American. Nobody does. Who does that? Really? No, you don't. You say you're black. Stop it. Stop it. Unless you like walk around with a dashiki on all the time and shit, still rocking the African medallions and shit like it's 1992 and shit. I don't know too many black people who go around saying they're African American, really just on the whim like that. I'm just saying, I'm keeping it 100. That's the name of the show. Oh, yeah, only got one rule, keep it 100 or die. Anyway, now, of course, I'm not literally black, all right? I'm the color brown, if anything, all right? But I've never been bothered by someone identifying me as a quote-unquote black person, okay? The topic of this show, is should it bother me, you know what I'm saying, when people call me black? Black, all right? And does it bother you? That's the topic of the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm the host. I tell you what I feel. You call and tell me what you feel, all right? Now, you see, much like a majority of people of color, a.k.a. black people, I have ancestors from the continent of Africa. Now, I've actually did my little family tree trace back thing. And I do have, you know, Africans that in my that were slaves, you know, in my bloodline. But I've also got some white people and I've also got some Indians. All right. And it is what it is. But I readily identify myself as black. And we're going to get into that. All right. It's a whole nother the Tiger Woods thing, the blazing and whatever. We'll get into all that tonight. All right. But does it bother you when people call you black? All right. Like I said, I got ancestors from Africa, but I've never really truly identified with that particular line of my ancestry. You know what I'm saying? I feel less African than I do American or frankly white. I got more in common. And trust me this. I got more in common with the white person from the suburbs of America than I do with an African from Nigeria. The only thing culturally, we share nothing culturally. But the only thing that we do share is the color of our skin in some instances. You know what I mean? But we don't listen to the same music. We don't have the same political views. We don't see the world the same. Now, it takes for you to actually know some Africans, some true Africans, talk to them, deal with them to understand what I'm saying. Here in Atlanta, it's a pretty decent amount of Africans that live here, who came here, who migrated and came here. And I've had to deal with them on different levels. I had to work with some. And, you know, some of them, yeah, man, y'all really like them. No real true beef, but they're not like black Americans. You call me black American. You can call me African American, and I don't get mad. But I'm just saying, I don't feel African at all. Nothing in me feels African. I don't know if that's good or bad, but we're going to talk about it, all right? But then again, I don't identify with the Native American in me, the Indian, the Indian in me. I don't know either. I don't know. But anyway, my last name is not an African name. It is not a name that I am ashamed of, but I know for a fact that my heritage, my original bloodline's name was not Blue, which is actually my last name for those of y'all who don't know. My last name is Blue, like the color. So, I know that's not African. I know that's not Native American. I don't even know how the fuck I got it. I like it. Kind of cool having a last name Blue. You know, that's what most people call me. Only my close personal family call me my first name, and everybody else either calls me Blue or Blizzard, because most people know me from the industry. You know, so it is what it is. But it's not African, but I'm not ashamed of that. If it was African, I wouldn't be ashamed of it. And it's not that I'm ashamed in any way that my ancestors were slaves, but to call myself African American to me just really doesn't make sense. That's because I know real Africans and we're nothing alike. And I've never been to Africa, nor do I really kind of sort of want to go. I really don't want to go. There are so many other places on the earth that I would go before I go to Africa. People be like, oh, I love to go see the pyramids, to see my motherland. You know what? Yeah. I got a couple places I want to go first. I want to go to Amsterdam first, Hawaii, Australia. I've been to Europe. Don't ever want to go back. I'd like to tour Japan after they fucking about two generations after it's safe. You know what I'm saying? But I would go kind of sort of. But I mean, I don't know what it means. I don't know if that does it make me a bad guy. Am I just out of touch with my roots? We'll get into that. I don't know. But I know that the term black people came from some racist cracker back in the day that more than likely wanted to attach people of color with a negative connotation. In a sense that the word black is seen as evil or bad. Of course, everybody, if you've never listened to K100 Internet Radio, when I use the term cracker, I don't mean all white people. I mean racist white people. All right? Once again, if this is your first time, because I've got about 20 people on the line, I don't know any of you people, some of way half of you. If you ever hear me use the word cracker, I'm not using it to describe all white people. You have some decent, good white people out here that are cool people, but you also have crackers, okay, in America. And those are white people who have a supremacist attitude that they're better than us just by default. Yeah, I don't like them. Anyway, and they think everybody that's black is like fucked up or something, like, yeah, I don't like them. Anyway, I know the term came from that, so don't call up here with your fucking your lessons, your history lessons telling me, well, do you know the term black? I know they started calling us black on some evilness and shit, but whatever. Alright, at one point we were all screaming black is beautiful in the 70s, so don't give me your shit today. If you want to, we can just go back and forth about it. Anyway, since I really don't give a damn, you know, nor do I let terms rule my thoughts and behavior, I just never felt bad about being called black or using the term black to describe a person of African descent in America, technically, if that's how we want to break it down. Alright, never really felt bad about it, never felt any ways about it. Black is beautiful. I remember they used to make t-shirts with the fist up there, pumped up high. Yeah. What happened to that? You people are so sensitive. It's just a way to quickly identify someone, or maybe it's something more sinister to it. So should I be concerned? Should you care? Episode 185. Here are the questions. Number one, what terms should we use to describe ourselves? Ourselves being black people. Of course, you know, my demographic is about 90% black, but I do have white people call the phone, and some of them on the line right now. What terms should we use to describe ourselves being black people? And which do you prefer? Now, to my white people on the phone lines, I'm going to ask you a separate set of questions, and that's going to be, do you feel uncomfortable calling black people a certain thing? You know what I mean? Do you feel uncomfortable calling black people? Should you say African-American? You know, do you kind of think about it twice? Think about it, you know, an extra tick before you say it. Should you even care at this point? Do you prefer to be called Caucasian, or are you like, why the fuck are you calling me Caucasian? I'm fucking white. That's how I feel about it. Why are you calling me African American? I'm like, I'm you can call me the black guy, Yeah, the black guy. That's me. Even though I'm not black, but I don't get bit out of shape when people call me the black guy. Black is beautiful, baby. Anyway, question number two. Do you think the term African-American makes sense if you can't even prove that your people are from Africa? I got black people on the line who got people from French-Canadian. All you New Orleans motherfuckers, everybody from New Orleans, all you black, dark-skinned people from New Orleans with Cajun backgrounds, you know your people ain't from Africa, right? I'm going to need for you to go to, get on Ancestry.com and check your lineage out. It's an 80% chance your ass do not have anybody that's actually from the continent of Africa. They're probably from the West Indies or the black French-Canadian people. All y'all down there, all y'all Cajun New Orleans people. All right? Press is fucking number one. I don't care. It's the truth. If you look up your lineage, you probably don't have any African in your blood down there in the boot. I'm just saying. Just keep it at 100. Question number three. Do you care if your last name is really your last name or a slave name? See, the thing about it is, and I ask question number three because the people who go hard about the whole don't call me black thing, they tend to be the same people who want to give you a lecture on your roots and your ancestry and all this other kind of shit. The thing about it is, they make a big deal about that, but then they'd be like, you know, call me African American, but then they don't change their last name to X, like a black Muslim or something. Yeah, they still use their government slave owned white name, but then they make a big deal about being called black. I'm like, if you really give a fuck that much, why don't you go find out your real original last name and then change it to that and do all that before you start lecturing me on some shit. So that's why I put number three in there. Question number four. How should people who are mixed describe themselves? And this, because all of us got a little bit of something in us. A lot of people jumped down Tiger Woods' throat because he said he's not black, he's Blasian. I kind of felt him. I mean, how you going to act like your mama ain't Korean, shawty? I'm just saying, he's his mama. That's his mama. Yeah, he took after his daddy's skin. Yeah, I know when he fucked them other hoes, they treated him like a nigga. Yes, I know. I know. But still, he really ain't black. I wasn't mad. I knew he wasn't black the whole time. If he was black, he would have never got caught. What nigga text all them goddamn texts to the side hoe? And say the voicemail. I knew he wasn't black when the whole shit popped off. Anyway, that's a whole nother topic. Me and Tiger Woods. Anyway, so there we go. Those are the questions for episode 185. Black, brown, whatever. I'm going to go to the phone lines. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Ironically, the first person on the phone line is actually a white guy. Young Pizzle, what's happening, my wizard?
What's happening, homie?
What's going on? Episode 185, ladies and gentlemen. I got my homie Young Pat on the line. Young Pat is actually a white guy. Well, it's actually a black guy trapped in a white guy's body, but that's a whole other show also. So young Pat, I'm going to ask you these questions. Of course, you can't really actually answer them technically, but I'm going to ask you in another form, okay? The term that we use to describe ourselves, us being black people, do you think that, have you ever called someone, like said the black guy or whatever, and had a black person get offended because it's coming from you, and you know the only reason they got offended was because you were white and you said it, even though, you know, they probably call themselves black all the time? Have you ever experienced that, first of all?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so when you call black people, you know, black people, it's just because that's just a term that, it's not anything negative about it. It's just a term that people use to describe people of color, right?
Yeah, and if they get mad, I'll say, look in the fucking mirror.
Yeah, but he's not black. If you tell me that, I'll be like, you're a fucking idiot because I'm not black. I'm brown. So you can't just tell me that. You got to have a reason. I'm not literally black, Pat. I'm brown-skinned, but people call me black, and I don't care. I don't even really get mad, so you wouldn't have to tell me it. But the point is, I mean, look in the mirror, what? And what? What does that mean? What is that proving? I mean, that proves nothing, because I'm not actually black. I'm actually a brown, a brown tone. So, So, I don't get mad about it, but I know a lot of black people who do. I know some black people who get mad only when white people use the term black people. I guess it could be how people, something you say it. You can say it the wrong way sometimes, and it's funny. It's funny, it's fickle. All right, but anyway. What do you think when people call you a Caucasian?
I think that they're telling the truth.
So you don't mind being called Caucasian or white?
No, because I am.
All right, so what is the term that you think black people should go by?
Shit. Black, I guess.
Why not African American?
Because over half of the people that's black here really don't know where the fuck they came from. Yeah, they black like Africans, but 90% of them ain't really fucking African.
I don't know about 90%. I'm gonna say about
90%.
About 70% of the black people in this country don't have any. And when you look at them and you think and you term them black, it's about 70% of them probably don't really have any African in their blood. It could be a multitude of things. You feel me? But it's quite a few. It's more of us do than don't now. Don't get it twisted. More of us in this country with that skin tone, with the melanin, most of us do have some African in our blood. Most of us do, but not all of us. So then when you get into it and you just randomly generalize it like that, but I mean, calling everybody of with color black is kind of a blanket statement. You feel what I'm saying? And so some people, that's why a lot of people look at it as negative. Like I said, it doesn't bother me, all right? You know what I'm saying? So with you being white, you know, do you feel like it's a tad bit racist to use the term black?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Well, it could be because you're white, Pat. See, we're going to have black people on the line tonight that's going to may disagree with you. We got a couple people raising their hand already. I don't know. It's kind of a question that is going to be kind of hard for you actually to answer. Let me ask you this, though. If you're mixed, right, how would you describe people that's mixed, like Tiger Woods?
They mixed.
So should they say they mixed?
Yeah, I really wouldn't know what to call them.
So when you, but when you see one, do you say, do you ask, are they mixed, or do you just say black until they correct you and say, oh, I'm mixed? If you see somebody my complexion, because there's people my complexion who really ain't African American, like Tiger Woods. I'm just a shade darker than Tiger Woods.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what do you you think they should be? Should Tiger Woods call himself black? When you look at Tiger Woods, don't answer the question honestly, Pat. Have you ever referred to Tiger Woods as a black guy?
Yes, I have.
But you know he's not black, though.
Yeah, no, I do. No, I do. I didn't before.
Right. See, that's the point. I'm glad you brought that up. See, the problem is, the thing is, when it comes to white people, they're gonna look at us, look at our skin tone, and it doesn't have to be a racist thing. They're just gonna look at our skin tone most of the time and assume that we have the African in our blood because we have this melanin in our skin. All right? No telling what we got melanin because, you know, it comes from more than one, you know, different places. Necessarily have to have any African descent. If you go far back enough, Pat, your blood is African because the first people came from the continent. So that's not neither here nor there. We're not going that far back. We're just going a couple of generations back. But like you just said, you see Tiger Woods, you refer to him as black, but he doesn't want to be called black. Did you know that?
Yeah, I do recall. I do. At the barbershop one day, you know, we had Sports Center and all. It was right after the whole Tiger Woods wife and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I do recall him getting on there and saying, I'm not black. And then I remember everyone in the barbershop getting pissed off. And then, yeah.
But I wasn't one of those people who, I didn't get mad at Tiger Woods for that. Reason being, you can't, just like if somebody's mixed with white, and you like Blake Griffin. Let's take Blake Griffin for instance. Even though you look at Blake Griffin and he's playing fucking basketball, the epitome of the black sport at this particular juncture, unless you're from Eastern Europe, you know, it's a sport dominated with black people, African Americans, whatever you want to call them. But he's truly mixed. And it's been a controversy already on ESPN about him, about what he wants to be called, about what do you call him in this era of political correctness. You feel what I'm saying? Some people are like, well, how are you going to call him black when he's obviously mixed with black and white? Just call him interracial, I guess you could say.
You could.
But you know a lot of people, you know, when they look at somebody like Tiger Woods, they're going to say he's black. And see, the thing about it is with Tiger Woods, remember when the one guy that played golf made the collard greens and barbecue chicken joke about Tiger Woods and everybody got all offended? And I was like, why did he defend it? He's not even black. He shouldn't even got mad at it because he's not even calling himself black. But that's the point. The point is when you have a certain skin tone, people are going to automatically call you either black, African-American, or something. But it's curious. It's curious. All right, I got a whole bunch of people raising their hand. I'm gonna get to some of these other callers, Young Pat. But I only had a couple of questions for the white people, Young Pat. You feel me? Are you going to the show this Friday?
I did hear about it. I'm gonna try to make it out. I got a bunch of meetings on Saturday and shit. We were gonna bring Snoop Dogg here to Atlanta, but you know he just did the show at Echelon 3000 a couple of weeks ago, so that's cut off. So now we're working on bringing Wiz Khalifa down. You know what I'm saying? And the studio is doing a bunch of shit right now. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, it's just Friday night. Where's it at?
It's at Queen City.
Queen City?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to try to work something out and come down there and show support. You know what I'm talking about?
It's all good. We'll be in the building, you dig? All right?
All ready.
All right. Stand by. Tell me, Young Pat. You feel me? Up next, I got back-to-back. Don't go anywhere, nobody, though. Don't hang up. I take the calls in the order they came. And I got another white person that called in before all of you guys. I had two white people call in and hit the number one before any black people on a show called Black Ground or whatever. I'm going to need for my brothers and sisters to work it out. Brothers, we got to work it out. Next person up, Jana.
Supporting at its finest.
But I got a whole bunch of other black people on the phone. I think, I'm assuming y'all are black. Some of y'all numbers I don't know. But I'm going in the order as received. So Jana, episode 185, Jana. Jana is a supporter, like Young Pat of K100, but she's also white. So we had the white male perspective. Now we're going to have the white female perspective. I hope these guys can stay on the line, because we're going to have some other questions might come up. So I hope you guys can hang around, and I'll open up your phone lines and ask you. But Jana, Do you find anything wrong? Do you when a black person says, "Don't call me black," call me African American. Do you look at them like, what's the big deal? Honestly.
Well, really, you can't really say anything because, you know, we're all tend to be mixed up. So, you know, you really can't, not unless you do your research and you know your roots for certain. You know, you can't, you know, say that you're African American, you know. It is easier to just say you're black, just like it's easier to say you're white or whatever.
Uh-huh. Do you identify yourself as white or Caucasian?
Yeah, well, that's what I am.
Well, which one do you say I'm white or Caucasian? When somebody asks you, are you a white girl, you say I'm a white girl or I'm Caucasian. Which one are you breaking down?
I basically say I'm white because I don't even know what Caucasian is.
I bet you 90% of other white people don't either. Bet you that. I'm willing to bet that. I don't even know what that term comes from, Caucasian. You know, I'm just saying. I don't think a lot of them do. It's just a term that they heard.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think black people who really can't prove that they're African descent should call themselves African American, huh?
No, but I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, you are what you say you are, I guess. So, I mean, if they want to say that, then I guess, you know, go ahead and say that. But you shouldn't have to, like, press it on the people and, you know, and try to get them to change their verdict or whatever or how they see things, you know.
Okay. How should people that are mixed describe themselves? If, like Tiger Woods, when you look at Tiger Woods, first of all, have you ever referred to Tiger Woods as a black guy? Honestly.
Yeah.
Okay. You know he's not black, though, right? You know he's interracial. But when you look at him, you say he's black, right?
Right. But, I mean, some of my friends that are, like, half, you know, they consider themselves as black.
Because they look black. So you got mixed friends who say they're black, right?
They say they're black, yeah.
But they know
what they are. You know, they ain't trying to deny that. They're not trying to act all black. You know, they are who they are. You know, but they do tend to say that sometimes. You ain't gonna catch my black ass over there. Or, like, you know, they will say that they are black. You know,
but they're mixed, and they're not really black. Well, they are black, but they're not all the way black. But
right,
see, isn't that like denying the white side of them?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. No, I don't think so. It's because...
Why not?
It's the black... It does overbear the white.
Okay. But still, they can say, I'm going to take my mixed ass over there. They don't got to say black. They're actually absolutely ignoring the fact that they are interracial at that point.
Mm-hmm. I guess so. Man, that's why I told my homie to call, man. I'm going to match her ass if she don't call in.
Where is she calling from? 773?
No, it's 361.
Oh, no, it's W, and I don't see any more 361s.
I'm a caller.
773, but I don't know what that area code is. I'm going to get to that because they're raising their hand, too. I'm going to get to them in a second. I got two people in front of them. All right, look, Jana. I had to ask you, stay on the line. I don't want you and Young Pat to hang up. I'm going to go ahead and get to the black people so we can get to these answering these.
Oh, I want to do the question with the last name because my last name ain't my last name. I'm actually supposed to have another last name.
Oh, do you care? Well, okay. Well, the question, what do you have a slave name? What do you care if your last name is really or really?
If it's a name that has nothing to do with you and you are given that name, you know, you don't have no say in it. You know, that's what it says on your birth certificate. But, you know, all parties are aware of what your last name should be. So kind of in a way it is.
But the difference is what you're talking about, Jana. That's somebody just picking you. That's your mama being mad at your daddy, and she said, I'm going to give him this last name, and just being pissed off about it. And I'm talking about, as question three says, do you care if your last name is really your last name or a slave name? I don't recall white people being slaves, Jana, so I don't think you can actually
relate. I know, but that, like you said, like, do you care if your last name is supposed to be your last name or slave name?
Okay, so you're bent out of shape because your mama made you use her last name and not your daddy or vice versa? You're a little bent out of shape about that?
A little. Because I ain't actually a Hammond or whatever.
Who is your daddy the Hammond?
No.
Your mama the Hammond?
Mm-hmm. Well, I...
Did your daddy sign the birth certificate?
No.
Then here you have it.
I know.
All right. Next caller. Stay on the line, though. I have a question for you guys. Stay on the line if you can. All right. Stay on the line, all right? All right. El Panama. I see Billy Dog people on the line. Michigan girl, Shay. 773. Got some more people on the line. Private caller. El Panama in the building. What it do, homie?
What's going on with you?
Finally, to the black people. You guys called in after two white people were on the line with their hand up raised before my black people today on this show.
I'm the first black guy.
Man, I don't know. All right, episode 185. What term should we use to describe ourselves, us being black people, which El Panama is black? What term should we use to describe ourselves, and what do you prefer, personally?
If you wasn't born in Africa and you live over here in the States, just call yourself black. And I prefer black.
You prefer black?
Yeah.
So you don't think that I'm wrong, you know what I'm saying, when I say I don't really feel African. Like, do you feel African? You know Africans, right? You've dealt with Africans, right? You know we don't have anything in common with real Africans. So do you really feel African American, or is it just me?
I don't feel African at all, you know.
So we should call ourselves black people and let that be it, right?
Pretty much.
Okay, all right. Question number two. Hold on a second. Let me get back to the question page. Okay, here we go. Do you think the term African American makes sense if you can't prove you're from Africa? So all the people in America who say they would prefer to be called African American, if they can't prove their lineage, should they just shut the fuck up and be called black? Or what should they call themselves then? Do you think the term black people came is a negative term? Like, you know, they say it has its roots in, like, you know, white is pure, so that's why they call themselves white. The white people, they're pure, and black is bad and evil, and that's why we're called black. You know, people who argue against being called black, this is their number one argument. Because white people who came up with the term of calling us black, they just call us blackie or whatever, and then we just start calling ourselves black people from that. They call us blackie because it was an evil term. It was a derogative term, much like nigger. You feel me?
Right.
So, do you think the term African American makes sense if you can't prove, you know, your people are from Africa? Eh?
It really doesn't make any sense at all.
But is the term black? But is the term black negative though?
I think it's negative depending on who is coming from and how it's used. I mean, just like nigga, you know. You know when somebody calls you, like, you know, I guess, you know, they say, hey, there's a black guy. And he said, yeah, that black guy. You know, it depends on how it's used, you know.
See, this is my I was waiting for, I knew somebody was going to bring that up. That tone, that connotation, that tone. Using words in that tone. I mean, but come on, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we already chit-checking people for calling us nigga the wrong way. All right. But black people, I mean, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
it usually don't bother me until you know somebody's trying to use that term as, you know, try to put you down or demean you, you know.
What else would that person, how else is the white person or anybody else supposed to refer to us without being offensive?
I guess just call you that human being or that person, you know.
And they don't know your name. They don't know you personally, and they can't call you, you know what I'm saying, Corey or, you know, Blue. They don't know you, so they got to say, you know, no, the black guy. I mean, what do you mean, black guy? I mean, what the fuck, man? I mean, goddamn, we can't have it all the way around the circle.
If I had it my way, then I'd be called brown, because that's what I am. But, I mean,
the brown guy. Really? Really? You're going to say, really? You want to be called the brown guy.
I'm just saying, I don't want anybody to walk around, hey, brown guy, you know.
Come on, man. You know, black guy, they're going to ask you what's your name, but when they describe you to a third party, if they don't know your name personally, they're going to say, you know, the black guy. He's a black guy. You know, you talk to the guy, when you give a description, well, he's about 6'6", he's a black guy.
man. Yep. I'm never the regular black guy. I'm the big black guy. You know what I mean? They always call me the big black guy.
Yeah, I mean that's a physical description though. I mean, so I'm just trying to desensitize all of these African American out here that probably aren't African American. I'm trying to desensitize them a little bit. You know, you guys are you guys annoy me a little bit, frankly. You're getting on my fucking nerves. All right.
Well, generally, man, it don't bother me if somebody call me a black guy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. So, do you care that your last name is really not your last name? It's a slave name. Would you, if you really knew your real, if you do have African slaves in your lineage, would you like to change your name to that? If you found out about it, what if you found out? Have you ever traced your family tree?
Yeah, we got that on, you know, we got that on record at our family reunion and stuff, tracing it back to.
So y'all
have traced to Africa.
Y'all have slaves, right?
Yeah.
You ever feel any ways about your last name as a slave name? If it's not the same name as them, you know it's a slave name. You feel the way about that?
Slightly. Not a whole lot, you know. There's nothing I can really do about it, so you know, I don't really.
You can change your name now. Oh no.
Yeah, of course I can change the name.
You can stop it, you know.
If I want to, but I mean
Right. You can do it, you can fix it. Why don't we care? What does that say about us, man? What does that say about black people to you? That we don't even give a fuck about shit like that. What does that mean? Is that bad? Should we care? I don't give a shit. But should I?
If you could prove that you was from Africa.
You have. You did it.
Right. So right. You should give a damn. But, I mean, I think we're so far gone on it, you know.
What does that say about us as a people?
What does that say? I don't want to say we don't lack pride, but I don't think it really says anything, man.
I'm proud to be black. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud. I just don't go that far back, way back, and be like, oh, I'm proud of my African roots, and now I'm going to rock a dashiki and celebrate Kwanzaa. No.
I mean, because I can't speak for everybody else, but I know me. I know what type of what type of person I am, where I come from, and I'm proud of that. But that works for me. I can't really, say what another person should feel or do.
You more proud of being from Bay Harbor than you are that you got African, probably kings and queens in your lineage.
I can't argue with you.
That's what you just said. You know what I'm saying? You're proud of where you're from. You say you rep where you're from. You're from Bay County, Florida, which is why I know you're from Bay Harbor. So you more proud to be from the harbor than you is the fact that you might have African kings and queens in your lineage. Is that what you're telling me right now on the show? I just want to get
as ignorant as it sounds, yes, I am.
Okay, I'm just, as long as you can admit it, you're more proud of being from the hood than you are that you might have African kings and queens in your bloodline. That's where we're at as a people, black folks. That's where we're at right now. See, this is why I have these kind of shows, man. Last question. How should people who are mixed describe themselves, like Tiger Woods?
Interracial.
Interracial?
Yeah, just call yourself interracial.
Interracial, all right. Even though they're going to treat you like a nigga when you get caught cheating on your wife, still call yourself interracial.
Well, that's the common sense you got to have about it. I mean.
Okay.
You know, they're going to look at just like Tiger Woods. You know, I know he ain't all the way black, but when they looked at him, you know, looked at him and what he did, he was just that nigga, you know.
All right. Stay on the line, all right?
All right.
773. I'm going to jump to 773 real quick, and then we'll come back up. 773.
What's that?
What's popping? Who's this?
This Miss S.
Miss S?
Yep.
How you doing, Miss S?
I'm okay, you.
Sound kind of cute. Let's call the show. Oh, man. I meant to give you this sound effect. I was trying to find a way to slide this one in. Oh, anyway, I'm just playing. Welcome to the show, K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitz. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966, episode 185. black, brown, or whatever. Are you black or are you
yeah.
are you of color? My bad. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Are you got color? You got melanin in your skin, Shawty?
I'm black.
You black. Okay. So you having a problem calling yourself black, huh?
No.
Okay. What term should we use to describe ourselves, us black people? And do you feel like, you know, when, because you do know that the term black people came from a negative connotation when, you know, white people started calling us blacky and black, you know, way, way, way back in the day, and we got the term sick. You don't have a problem even though you know where that comes from? Because I know people who say they don't have a problem with people, but they don't like people call them nigga. They're like, man, don't call me nigga, I ain't no nigga. But I'm like, well, you know, that's what white, but I mean, you know, they still got the same roots. Nigga and black people come from the same roots, from the same negative connotations. But we don't have a problem being called black. So you don't think that's crazy? Or it's just me?
I mean, I think it's crazy, but at the same time, that's them. I really don't care if someone fucking call me black because I am. Like you said, I think it was you. You was like, how can I call myself African American when I've never did the research or not in touch with that part of my ancestry?
Okay.
Yeah, okay, they say I'm African American, but nigga, I can't prove it. So until I prove it, nigga, I'm black.
So what if you did have a family line, a family tree history, and you did have slaves in your family, whatever, from Africa, and you knew that, all right? We ain't that many generations removed, so it ain't that hard, really, to find out if you had slaves. It's only been 100 years, you know what I'm saying? Not even, something like that. You feel me? So, you know, I mean, it's easy to find out. They got records now. You can find out. What if you didn't know for sure that some of your people was Africans? Would you care then?
I think I would care a little bit more, but I still wouldn't be, don't call me black, call me African-American. Like, the term would not change. The spelling for the term or the word would not change.
Uh-huh.
It would just be like, I am African-American, but I'm still black, so it really don't matter.
Okay, all right. So, Do you if you did find that out, would you even care that your last name is a slave name? What's your last name? Can you tell me your last name by any chance?
Johnson.
Okay, slave name. definitely a slave name. We all know that Johnson's a slave name. Do you care that it's a slave name that you rock? You know, when you go to the family reunion, y'all get the big shirts, the Johnson family reunion, y'all all happy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all proud. I'm a Johnson, nigga. What, nigga? Same thing. Not even really your fucking people's name. Do you care about that?
I mean, once again, maybe if I did the research and knew about it, then I would care more. But right now, I'm like, shit, that's the name I'm stuck with. That's the name I knew all my 21 years, so that's the name I'm going to stick to. Changing my name, negative. I mean, until I can prove that, well, like you said, it's a slave name. But until I do the actual research, I mean, I don't plan on doing anything about it. I've been Johnson for 21 years, so I'm going to remain Johnson for the rest of my life.
All right. Just saying, do you care? I just want to know if black people care. Do we even fucking care that we rocking slave names?
I don't think most of us do. Because I don't think most of us care about the meaning of it.
What does that say about us, though? I mean, what the fuck, man? I think I should feel bad about it. Even though I don't feel bad, I think I should fucking feel bad about it, man. But I don't feel bad.
It's like there was a lot of shit. It's not just this conversation.
No.
I mean, it's a lot of shit you feel that you should feel bad about that you don't. So.
Okay, fine. Okay. How should people that are mixed describe themselves?
Interracial.
Interracial? Even if they look black
yeah.
like Tiger Woods? Did you get mad with don't lie? Did you get mad when Tiger said he wasn't black?
No.
Did you didn't get mad?
No, because I knew he wasn't black.
Okay. I would say I know a lot of black people like Young Pat said, he was in the barbershop and he's listening to all the brothers there mad, upset because he don't want to call himself black. So a lot of black people was mad, you know what I'm saying, that he didn't want to call himself black. Because, you know, a lot of his fame came from the fact that he was a dark-skinned person who was good at golf. And he got a lot of,
right.
You know, he did ride off the black juice a little bit, though, Tiger. Tiger, you were on the black suit a little bit, Tiger. You got a couple of endorsements because you was black. Just saying.
That's like my cousin telling me, well, I'm mad at you because you don't really say you're an Indian. I mean, you can't tell I'm Indian. Other than my hair, you cannot tell I'm Indian, so it really don't matter.
So you ain't even really black.
Shut up. I ain't black.
You, what, who Indian? Your mama Indian or your daddy Indian?
No.
Your grandma?
It's my grandmother.
You're not black.
Shut up.
What? You're not.
Why can't I be black?
You can't just be.
I gotta use this situation as well.
Are you ashamed of your Native American roots?
No, I'm not at all.
So why y'all never represent them? I bet you if y'all asked to go to college free like the rest of the motherfuckers, you'll tell them. I tried to go to college for free because I ain't nothing but goddamn a little bit of engine. I want to go to school free. Fuck that. They get to go to school free. That's a whole other show.
Right.
That's a whole other show. All right. Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Stay on the line, all right?
I got you.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
My bad. All right. Stay on the line. 347-934. Hold on a second. Black Jers.
What up?
Are you at the crib?
Yeah, man. I'm at the door knocker, homie.
Look, man, I told you to get here before the show starts. Now you're coming in. I can't. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to put the people on pause so I come open the door for Black Jers?
Hey,
I'll
tell man, you what. You know,
Black
you know
Jers.
Black Jers.
I'm going to ask you a question, Black Jers. While you answering the question, I'm going to come unlock the door because you now he's at the studio. Even though he's supposed to be here before the show starts, so I don't have to stop in the middle of my show to answer the freaking door. I'm going to ask you the question, Black Jers. And then while you're talking on the phone, you can just come on in, okay?
All right, I got you.
What term do you use to describe yourself, black or African American? And do you have a problem with people calling you black or African American? What do you think about the whole thing? Go ahead.
Well, when I do my job application, I check black. I'm black, period. African American. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You call me anything you want, just don't call me on my name. That's how I feel about the situation.
Of course, I didn't hear your answer because I had to go open the door. All right, you got something going on. I'll mute your mic. All right, so Black Jersey, we're ready to open the phone line. All right, hold on. Let me get you some headphones and stuff. While I get Black Jersey set up over here, you feel me? I'm gonna go ahead and jump back up to my call list. All right, so next up we have Shay and Michigan Girl. Michigan Girl, Shay, Billy Bad Phoenix. Okay, Michigan Girl.
What's up? What's going on?
What's going on, babe? Thanks for calling the show. What's popping?
Shit. Same old.
Well, thanks for calling the
same
show.
Same old.
All right. Episode 185. Oh, no. Yeah, 185. All right. Black, brown, whatever. All right. What do you feel? Now, I happen to know, Michigan Girl, that you're not black.
Oh, hi. Oh, you're going to put me on blast like that, right? Okay.
Oh, well, you've said on the show before that you're not black. Right?
I'm black. I don't think I've ever said that on the show.
You look black. I know people see your picture. They think you black and all that right stuff. I know you, but you ain't black. Right?
Okay. Technically, that would be true. I'm not completely black.
I was going to ask you, are you black at first, but I knew you were going to lie, so I had to go ahead and just cut you off before you even did it, Charlie. You going to say yes,
sir? I consider myself black because I look black.
How you going to claim us like that, Charlie? You can't just come over claiming us like that. How you know we?
Okay.
How you going to claim us like that?
Fine, whatever.
So she has light eyes, even though she's mixed with. What are you mixed with again?
White. Indian and a little bit of black.
White Indian and a little bit of black.
Yes.
Really? But you're black.
Yeah. Okay. I'm black.
All right.
When people look at me, they say, oh, she black. Unless, you know, some people look at me and be like, oh, you mixed with something. But, I mean, I don't be feeling like going through all of that, so I'm black unless I know you and then we even talking about that and then it gets broke down.
Yeah. Okay, so let me go ahead and ask you the questions. Get the ones out of the booth right there. Let me ask you the questions, Dean, okay? Because let's just get to it. Do you feel any kind of way when somebody refers to you like as African-American? You feel me? Do you care? All right, do you care? Do you want to be called African-American?
No, I don't care about being called black, but I don't want to be called African-American.
You don't want to be called African-American?
No.
Why? Because you're not African, right?
Right. I actually had to do the research. When I was in the sixth grade, we watched Roots and all of that stuff. So our teacher thought it would be this wonderful, great idea for all of us to do a family tree and trace our lineage and all of that stuff. And what I found, because my great-grandmother was still alive at that time, what I found is that I don't have any African that I can pinpoint with anybody on either side to pinpoint in my family. I have Creole, which is French and black, but they weren't from Africa. They were from the West. Well, it's considered they're from the West Indies or somewhere. Some of them was from Canada. Indian, Cherokee, Sequoia, and white, but and French Canadian white, but no African. So I don't use African American.
Okay, so you're not black. You've established that. So you should want to be called. So it actually bothers you when people call you African American when you know you're not. What about the black people in the country that are? Well, you said you don't want to be called it, so you know I would be.
It don't bother me if somebody calls me that. I just correct them and be like, you can call me black or whatever. And then if they be like, well, ain't you African American? Then that's when we get into the whole thing about no, technically I'm not because I don't have any African ancestors that I can trace my lineage back to. So, but
it,
I mean, I don't, you know, I'm
like,
oh, you know, angry about it or upset. So,
okay, so that's technical difficulties up here. So, when you do you think that the black people who are who really are African American, do you think that they should like care the fact that their last names are like slave names at this particular point? Do you think we as black people who do have slaves and ancestors and stuff, do you think we should care and want to, like, change our last name?
I mean, some people care. I can't say that you should care because we've been, you know, our families or whatever have been in the United States for a while, you know, or people's families have been there, and you just kind of accepted it, and it's just a normal way of life. So, I mean, if it don't bother you, I'm not going to say, oh, it's something wrong with them because it don't bother them.
All right. Do you realize that the term black is a negative? It came from a negative connotation. It came from basically it's got the same roots as the word nigger. You know that, right?
Yeah.
But you don't like being called nigger by white people. But why is it okay for white people to call you black?
Because what other word are we gonna have to describe us? I mean, That's what I want to know.
What else would you like?
See, the thing about it is, white people, you know, they created all these words. They created the Webster Dictionary and all that. So unless people of color are going to get together and come up with something, then you take black or black.
Well, they
black
did. They came up with African American, Afro American. That's what they came up with at one point. That's why it's on all government forms.
But that really doesn't. But because everybody is pretty much so diluted in the United States at this point, really that doesn't fit. Because most people don't identify themselves with African-American. Like you said, even if you do have some African ancestry, because you don't identify with being African-American, that really doesn't fit you. You know, you wouldn't go by that. You prefer black. Any word, somebody can call your name and make it negative. So I just think sometimes people read too much into the negative part of certain words. I mean, yeah, nigger. That's way negative. That's a history, I mean, and that's a long, long history. Black was created to be negative, too, but you're kind of taking it, and it's not as bad as nigger. So unless we're going to come up with something else that everybody can agree on besides African-American, it's just going to have to be black.
So what would you do? What would you suggest? Give me a suggestion.
Hey, people of color. There we go. That covers a whole broad spectrum, and that
people
doesn't say, because technically you're not black, you're brown. I'm technically not black. I'm a brownish red color, you know. So I mean, but black. So if people don't like black, just say I'm a person of color, and there you go, and keep it.
But up. Person of color could be Mexican. You gonna try to tell me you gonna lump me the same thing as a Mexican? They people of color.
No, because they go with Hispanic. They got Latino. They got a bunch of different stuff. So that don't necessarily mean you lumped in with them. You could just say
but,
I'm a person of color.
Much like a
hey, you asked for a suggestion. I just offered you a suggestion. I ain't saying it had
but
to
I don't know. What do you think, Black Jersey?
She sounded too much like a teacher right now.
A teacher?
She's trying to teach us. It's history. It's there.
What's history? What should we be called?
White folks call us nigger, we get mad. When we call each other nigger, we slap hands and shake hands about it. Keep it real. If you're not a nigger, don't get mad about it. Nigger's an ignorant person. Look it up in a dictionary.
So what should we call ourselves as a positive? Should we just call ourselves black?
Call yourself
you
by your name, period, which your mama gave you. That's your government.
What if they don't know you? What are they describing you? What if you're describing a person, a Caucasian, a white person, whatever, or a black person to somebody else and you don't know their name, what are you going to say to the – what are you going to say to describe the person? This is my question.
You can say a person of color.
No, you can't, because it could be a Mexican or anything.
I just see some black people.
You can't do that.
If you don't like black, what else you gonna say? I don't personally have a problem with black.
But some people have a problem with being called black. If not that, what?
But either black or African American.
You know,
whether they're not African.
The people that have a problem with black, ask them what they want to be called besides black, because I don't have a problem with it, and technically I ain't even black. So anyway.
Okay, so what you're saying is when we describe it someone like we gotta just live with it.
That's it. We don't have no other word.
Basically.
You can't do nothing about it. You either say you want to be called black, you're brown, period.
Okay, well, he's a brown, blackish, tonish guy.
He's a brown-skinned fella.
Whatever.
Beige person. They used to call me the beige girl, so hey, what the hell.
Okay, all right.
Are you straight from Michigan?
I'm from Michigan, but I'm not straight.
Okay, I apologize. You gotta get all hostile.
She's Michigan girl.
Hey,
she's another person. Shay is a whole other person. We call her Michigan girl because she's from Michigan. That's her K100 moniker. All right, hold on. Wait a minute. I didn't ask you all the questions real quick. Hold on. I don't think I asked you question number four. What about mixed people? What should mixed people call themselves? Oh, did you say interracial?
I did not answer that one. Interracial or whatever the hell you want to call yourself. I wasn't mad when Tiger Woods called himself Caucasian or whatever.
Is that a word?
A lot of black.
Were you mad with Tiger?
Hell no, it's not a word in the dictionary. He created that word.
No, no. He didn't create it. That term has actually been around for almost a generation now. It started with a lot of a lot of the military brats who had mamas with all the when we was over there in Vietnam and the Philippines. You know, we went over there and knocked a whole bunch of them hoes up with ham over there. Ham over there.
He came up with a term. To call himself that was Caucasian because he was Caucasian, Asian, and black, so or African American. So that was his word. He said he came up with a term to call himself, and that was Caucasian.
The term Blasian has been around for a generation ever since people came back from Nam. You feel me? But Caucasian, he just added a.
He added the cut to the Blasian, but. I wasn't mad because the thing about it is black people take things from slavery that they want to take. Like Black Jersey was saying, you know, you get mad if somebody call you a nigger, you know, or a white person call you a nigger, but, you know, we can call each other nigger or whatever. But they want to say, oh, you black, and they get that from that one drop. You know, if you got one drop of black blood back then, you were considered black. So it's like whenever somebody is doing something good and – they either half black, got some black in them. Oh, everybody want to claim them, but when they fuck up, then you want to give them back to the other side. Make up your mind.
Well, it ain't just everybody. Look what Tiger Woods' ass got. He called himself Caucasian. He ran back to his black heritage then with his ass cheating on his wife, though, huh?
Did he?
Yeah, but see, the black folks was mad because he didn't want to identify with being black.
Well,
they wanted to claim him because he was, I'm saying, not everybody, because I didn't give a damn. But I'm saying a lot of black people was mad because he didn't just come out and say, oh, I'm black, and his daddy is black, and blah, blah, blah. But then when he fuck up, y'all want to give come back. Well, he ain't all the way black, you know. Same thing with Michael Jackson. When, you know, Michael Jackson changed his skin color, they wanted to write him off. Oh, y'all can have them white folks. Y'all going to keep them over there. No, come on now. Y'all got to make up your mind. Either y'all want them.
Wait. I will not allow you to soil the good name of the late, great MJ. Okay? Okay, 100.
If he snitch, then he's a snitch.
Okay. You can he be a real nigga, but a snitch at the same time. He's borderline.
He's borderline.
We're going to have the real nigga show, man. Anyway, episode 185. I see now we're going to have a real nigga show. I see it coming. I see it now. What term would you use to describe yourself, man? Are you a black guy? Are you the black guy at work?
Even though I'm not the color black, as in you see on the crayon, I am a black guy. You know, I'm not African American. Yeah, I'm a black guy, even though I'm not the color black that you see on the crayon. Okay, I'm not black. Well, I'm not the black color of the crayon. I'm black. That's how I grew up as a person. That's how I grew up as. That's what I'm born as. You know.
What made you? See, this is the problem. You know, I wonder about the whole lot. You're saying that you're born. You're not really born as that. That's just what people decided to call you, and you decided to call yourself. You were born into this world. You are what you are. But that term is relative. That term came from other people. It's how other people described you, and you bought and you played along and you rolled with it. You weren't necessarily born a black person. You just were born, and you followed suit, right? Just like I did. I'm not trying to talk down on you because I don't have a problem with
calling. No. I understand that. I mean, shoot, if it says it on my birth certificate that I'm black, then I'm black. You know, I grew up black. I'm black.
What if on your birth certificate it said African American? You know, they have that.
Then we would probably have some problems because I'm not from. Okay, yes, as everybody says, we all have some descendancy in the motherland. But, I mean, when you dig it like this, I mean, this day and age, the real Africans, they don't like us.
That's true.
So how can I be something that I don't like?
Well, you said they don't like you. You not like them?
No, they do not like. No, Africans in Africa mainly don't like the. How can I put it like? Okay, the black people here in America.
Yeah,
the ones who were born American.
Go ahead and call us black people. The color of the crayon, because we don't got shit else. We can't even come together and come up with nothing else. That's what the fuck, man. God damn. We can't come up with nothing besides black. Let's get creative, people. Billy Bath Fetus. What
brown, you? Mahogany.
What?
Mocha.
Mahogany. Nobody knows what the fuck mocha is? What is that, coffee? I don't know.
Mocha was something to drink.
Hot chocolate mocha from Starbucks? I had one. It's pretty good. Anyway, look. Billy Bath Fetus. This is what I'm saying, man. 347, I'm coming up right. 347, I'm coming to you. Shay, I'm coming to you. Shay's next. Then 347-750. I got they calling in now. Look, listen, homie. My thing about it is, I know that I may have African lineage in my ancestry on down the line. Problem is, A, I don't give a shit, and that's bad. I've admitted to the fact I really don't give a shit, but I really don't. And I think that's a problem with us because we don't have a sense of where we come from, and that's why we're lost now. But it's true. I really don't even think about it, so I'm not going to lie and say, well, I don't really care when I don't even think about shit like that ever. I ain't won no goddamn medallion since goddamn Self-Destruction was the number one hit. So anyway, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I really don't care at the end of the day, because if I really cared, I would think about it and be concerned with it more, and I'm not, right? So I don't care.
Right.
You don't care either because you don't think about it like that. Okay, so I don't care, all right? So the term African-American, I don't really want to use it to describe me because, A, I'm not in tune with my African side. B, I've never been to Africa, nor do I want to go. And like you said, C, Africans really don't even like us. They don't consider themselves the same as us either.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so what should we be called, man? Give me something. Throw me a bone. Help me out.
Okay, well, let's see. Number one, I'm not going to use color because that's bad rooted already when you know, when people use the word color.
Right.
You know,
see, Hispanics don't have
that.
That's Hispanic. That's because they got lineage. But see, when Hispanics say that, it's Hispanic. I guess now I got to Google what the fuck is Hispanic. Is that like a spinoff from Spanish? I don't know. I don't fucking know. Black Jersey is Googling it for me. I don't know where Hispanic comes from, but I'm thinking it's got something to do with the word Spanish, which is their lineage, I guess. They're off of Spain because Spain is over there and Mexico is over here. I don't know. I'm lost. Now,
right.
I don't know. What should we call? What we call? Brown people? People of color?
I mean, okay. To me, I'm sticking with black. You know, that's what's been embedded in us since birth. It's been embedded in us that we're black. So, of course, we're going to stick with that. You know, we have a black mama and a black daddy. You know, we're black. So that's what I'm sticking with. I think that's what we should still be called. That's on the application. That's on whatever else. Like when you sign up for a social networking site, well, some of them still say African-American, but still, we would still say we're black. So that's what I'm sticking with. I mean, there's nothing we can do to change that or find any way to change that. We're black.
So what's up?
So I'm saying black.
So what's up, right?
Yeah, I'm saying black.
Okay, you're staying black. No one wants to change. We're good. We're black people, even though none of us look like a fucking color black. We're stuck with being black because we're good. We're not going to change it. You know, somebody said, well, why don't you change it if you don't like it? Well, they did, and they had this whole hoopla, and then they got together and said, we want to be called African-American. Problem was, we don't identify with the African side of us. Now, the African-American was the fix. Do y'all not realize back in the day it used to be Afro-American and some other shit? And then the NAACP and all them motherfuckers got together, and they decided on the term African-American for us, and now we ain't happy with that shit. We don't even want to be called it now.
Hell no.
Negro? Not Negro?
And
Negro.
Negroes too.
Yeah, I'm saying, would you rather be called Negro?
Nah, I don't.
Well, goddamn it.
I don't want to be called a Negro.
Why did you
say this ain't 1933. You know, I'm not going to be called a Negro. You know, I'm black. 2011, we black. So,
okay.
Nothing more, nothing less.
All right, fine. We're black. It's not going to change, black people. You're black. Even though you're not black, you're black. We can't come up with a term. This generation can't do it. The old, the baby boomers, the NAACPs, the marchers, they tried to give us something, African-American. We threw it back in their face. Don't call me African-American. I'm a culprit of this. I don't want to be called African-American because I don't get it. But I don't have a suggestion. I'm like one of those people who are always complaining about some shit but don't have a way to fix it. Like, shut the fuck up. But it's true, though. Okay, next question. Next question for Mr. Bad Man. Do you care if your name, do you even care that you're using a slave name as your last name?
Well,
what's your last
name? Well, my last name is Best, B-E-S-T. So my last name ain't no slave name. So
yes,
I can't really.
Yeah, what? Your last, what did you say? Did you say the word Best came from Africa?
No. Best as in the opposite of worst. That is my last name. That is my sister's last name.
Did that come from? The lineage of the name come from?
I don't know that because I was named after my father. So I'm a junior. So I don't know the whole lineage of that. I just know my daddy's daddy. I know my grandfather.
Okay.
I know his first name is William, and something of the matter. I don't know too much about his side of the family.
All right,
I don't know too much in the history of it.
Okay, look, homie, I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I'm gonna say that Beth probably the name of a white slave owner from back in the day who gave it to his slaves. I'm pretty sure if you go back and trace your lineage, your actual root of your family's last name is not Best, B-E-S-T. I'm gonna go out on a limb here.
Well, of course. I mean, because my mother's side, hers
so
is
Chandler. So your slave name Best, do you even care that that's not even the name that your ancestors come from? Or do you just not even give a thought of it? Do you rip it? You like, shit, I'm a Best, nigga. I'm Best. I'm the motherfucking Best, nigga. What? You proud of that shit? That slave name. You don't care, do you? Don't lie. You don't care, do you?
Really, I don't care. I don't.
I know you don't. None of us on the phone line care. Maybe 347 cares and Shay does. I'll find out they're up next. Maybe they care. So far, none of us care. No one cares.
I don't have a problem with it because I love it. You know?
I know you do. Everybody loves their slave name. See how they got it fucked up, man? Fucked up. Okay, look. So, how should people that are mixed describe themselves? Especially when they look black like Tiger Woods.
Interracial, or the better word for it, other.
Other?
I got a better word.
What?
International.
International?
International.
Nigga, I'm international. Shit. What? Look, man.
If she's Hispanic, he or she's Hispanic, Cuban, whatever. You're not black, you're not white, you're international. You come from overseas, you're international.
Interracial.
We all came from overseas.
Well, excuse me. Interracial. Excuse me.
Interracial. We already said interracial. You was all. You were all
yeah.
International. International.
International. That's what I say.
You're black. Tiger Woods is fucking black, and he doesn't want to be black. All you dark skinned, brown skinned motherfuckers are black. Admit it. Fess up to it.
I mean, and then the whole point with Tiger Woods, with the whole thing about him not saying that he black or whatever in the interviews or whatever. Okay, that's cool. I'm not mad at that. I mean, just think about it like this. Okay, Tiger Woods is considered like what? The first black guy to win the Masters, right? Okay, he did not go up to the podium and accept the award and say, I'm very honored to be the first black guy to accept this. You know, it wasn't like that. You know, he didn't.
No.
I don't think he mentioned that when he accepted the Masters.
He had some really good. He had some really good handlers.
I mean, and the fact is that people, those who were mad that he didn't say he was black, labeled him to be black because of what he looked like. That he's not, you know, that he's not white. Okay, of course, there's Dominicans that are blacker than the black dudes. You know.
Skin color, yeah, you're right.
So,
skin color are dark. I know Dominicans that are darker in Haitians. You feel me?
Like,
we don't call,
we don't call
the Haitians black people. You call a Haitian
okay,
a black
like,
motherfucker, don't act like you know he Haitian, he'll fuck you up, nigga. They got choppers, nigga. They keep choppers on deck. I'm just saying.
Okay, just like Tatiana Ali, who's on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know, she's Dominican. Okay, Tommy Davidson, he's Dominican, but we all label them as black because of their skin color. You know,
so
if you don't look at their background.
So then by that right, Tiger should be black. That's what, you feel what I'm saying?
He's black.
If you go with that logic, homie, you gotta say Tiger Woods black. And you should take issue with him not being calling himself black if you use that logic. If you gonna say Tatiana Ali is Dominican, but we call her that, or whoever is that, but then why is it that Tiger gets a pass?
I don't care what Tiger claims himself as. To me, he black. Okay. Number one, you came from black man. You know, even though your mama is from Thailand. You came from a black man, just like, okay, Obama, for example. Okay, Obama came from a black man, and his mama's just about as white as snow. But Obama's still considered a black man.
How do I leave the president out of this conversation? Holy shit, Blizzard. Obama! Let's get on Obama. My dog. Terrorist fist bump. Right here, me and you, homie. Terrorist fist bump.
That
bam!
Is.
Terrorist, I just gave me and Black Jersey did a terrorist fist bump. Obama! Even though I gave him a C in his presidency so far, and I voted for him, and he still doesn't grade high in the C, that's a whole other show. We can get into that on another show. I got other calls, so I'm going to move right along real quick. But my point is,
yeah.
Obama is going through shit, hell and high water, trying to prove, A, that he's even an American, with motherfuckers like Trump and Rush Limbaugh and all these other motherfuckers trying to, you know, say he was born in Kenya or whatever. But when you look at that dude, He's never denounced. He doesn't even act like he's interracial, even though we know he's interracial. We know this. We know he ain't all the way black. We know it. Everybody fucking knows it. But nobody ever even refers to that motherfucker. I've never heard one commentator, not him, nobody, say he's interracial. He's always said that he's black. Have you ever heard himself say interracial?
Never.
No.
You never heard a commentator say anything about it? You heard motherfuckers who wanted to. You heard interracial motherfuckers who wanted to say he interracial because they wanted to claim it, because they wanted to rep it, because they interracial. But you ain't never heard him say it. People in power positions in the media say it. They all call him black. You know?
And his daddy,
now he can be called African American because his daddy was actually from fucking Africa. For real. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So if he was African American, that's cool. But me? Shit, it's been about 5 or 6 generations at least before motherfucking my family touched goddamn soil over that motherfucker. Hell, if I'm going to call myself African American, I don't know. Shit about Africa. I don't. They don't like us. All the Africans that come over here that I deal with, they don't like us. They call us lazy. They say we spoiled. They say we ain't got no morals. All kinds of shit. That's what I want to claim. That's how they feel about us. Why the fuck would I claim them? Doesn't make sense.
Yep, true.
All right, stay on the line, man. I'm gonna take the rest of these calls. All right.
Gotcha.
All right. Shay's up next. Then 347. Hang on, 347. I'm coming to you. Won't take but a second. 850. 319. Shay, what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for calling the show. Episode 185. Black, brown, or whatever. I'm your host, Blizzle. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I got my homie Black Jersey in the studio with me. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Make sure you hit the number one on the phone line. What's up to everybody listening to me on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And everybody that's getting the podcast off of iTunes. What it do? Check. Are you black?
Yeah.
Even though you sound white?
You know why I probably sound other? Because I'm mostly other. Thank you very much. But yeah,
you're mostly other? What do you mean you're mostly other?
My actual heritage, most of my heritage is Native American up until my grandmother, and then she married.
Black Jersey, this is the picture of Shay. We're looking at your picture on Facebook. Is she black?
Shay's
black.
Say you're very much black.
I look black, so that's what I call myself, black.
Oh, you're black. That's the point. Then why you just try to switch it up on me?
Why are you black?
Because you are black.
Why are you black?
But you said you're mostly other. You tried to change it.
No, you're talking about something, even though you sound white. I said, well, just because I might sound other.
You talk about proper and shit sometimes.
Whatever.
Like white. Why do we say when people talk proper, they talk white? If they're talking black, it's talking stupid.
I guess...
That's your people.
What do you mean that's our people? That's
everybody.
Hold up.
I'm just messing.
We've been labeled, you know, as the slang talkers, you know what I mean?
It is slang.
You're right.
Or is it the way the fuck we talk?
That's just us.
Did I have this show, Shay?
Yeah, people just talk the way they talk. I mean, I don't think anybody's ever say, well, today I'm going to try to sound like this to try to sound like that.
Right.
It just comes out how it comes out.
It comes out how you talk. If you talk the way you talk, then that's how you talk. Hey, is he talking black?
That's
what about a white guy who talks that way? Okay, anyway. Shay. Shay. What term do you use the term black to describe yourself to other people?
I do.
Okay. What about African-American? How do you feel about being called African-American?
I don't feel any particular way about it, but I don't necessarily just all the way claim it, like I said, because that ain't everything that I'm composed of. I mean, I have done my homework and my research and everything. I know my people, and I know where my last name derives from. So it was the actual slave owner from the Crittenden Compromise. So, you know, I do know that there's some kind of slavery in there. I'm just assuming it's probably some African slavery. So I can't say that I'm not African American, but, you know, knowing I can't just doesn't necessarily deny my mama's heritage either. So.
But the point, yeah, but see, the thing about it is, it's funny what you just said and what a couple people have said already. You was like, you don't have a problem with being called black, but you don't really want to be called African-American because you can't really readily identify yourself with that. But hell, you can't really identify yourself with the color black either, but you don't mind that. You're not the color black, but you don't mind being called something that you know you're not. It's plain to see that you're not black. So why do you...
Ma, are you decent?
What are you doing?
I'm at work right now.
Do I need to come back to you?
No, you can talk to me, but, I mean, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I can't just silence everybody else.
Oh, okay. So, anyway, let me move to the next question. Do you care about the fact that you're bearing your slave name? Do you care about that?
You know, at one time I kind of did because I kind of felt like, you know, a little ways about it. It was like, well, dang, why can't we just have our own, you know? Why can't we have our own? Why we got to carry their name? But, you know, realistically, I don't know what it is unless I want to go back and take my mama's maiden name, you know? So, and I'm not going to go through all that because she didn't keep her maiden name, so it'll look kind of stupid if I go back and try to take it.
But do you think we as a people should even give a shit about that?
At this point, it's kind of like, you know, we're all mixed together, and it's like, you know, we just have to accept who we are and the way we are. So it's like,
okay.
I mean, you can care, but you can't change it. I mean, you can change it, but you can't change, you know, your history. History is going to be what it is.
Okay. I mean, I don't even give a shit. I think I should feel bad about not giving a shit.
I used to care.
Uh-huh.
I like to get teased about my last name. Then I said, you know what? Fuck it.
Right.
It is what it is.
Right. I just think
I still get teased about my last name. I get called everything except what it really is.
My thing is, to have a last name like the color blue, I mean, shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a million. It's cool in a lot of ways, and a lot of ways it's a hassle. You know what I'm saying? But I just think that, you know how you hear people say, you know, the people who really are strong-minded with the African, I haven't had anybody call in yet that's really just on some African shit, on some heritage shit.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for the people who want their heritage shit to call in, you feel me? But hold on a minute, I'm gonna mute your background for a second because you got a lot of stuff going on back there.
Well, they're gone now.
Okay,
I can't.
So look, the whole point is, I think that, you know, people when they say, man, you know, that's a problem with black people. We don't know our history, so that's why we can't know our future. You feel me? When they be like, we don't know, you know, man, you come from kings, you come from queens, and all that kind of stuff. And I understand that. I dig that. That's cool. But I think I should care. That's why I feel like I think I should care more. But I'm a real motherfucker. This is K100. I keep it 100. I just don't give a shit. Now, I think that may be a problem. Do you think that, Black Jersey, do you think that that's a problem? Shouldn't we care more about our history as black people? And that's what's wrong with us today?
We should care, but we're really not going to change to care.
So you're saying we lost. It's a wrap.
It's going to be a long struggle. We can't change it now.
You can start it. You can always go back and learn your history and your lineage.
No, you can learn it, but who's going to be the one to change it?
So, I mean, shit. Think about if motherfucking Martin Luther King felt that way. Where we'll be sitting right now. We'll be doing this fucking show.
That.
Okay, then.
But we don't have people of today that's willing to fight like they fought back in the day.
Yeah, you may be right about that. Damn it. This generation... Maybe in my generation, I have a lot of shows that I do on this desk that's really on that shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even this show right here, I'm having this kind of discussion. It's pretty frank, and it's a real frank discussion about the actual issue. I would be willing to, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud to be black, but I'm proud to be a black American, not necessarily African.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm proud to be a black American. I'm not proud to be African. I don't even think the African side of it. You feel me? Last question, Shay. Shay.
Uh-huh. Yes.
What should people that are mixed call themselves?
Biracial or multi-ethnic. And I say that because I got people in my family that are... I hate that term mixed. If somebody say mixed. I prefer the term, you know, biracial or multi-ethnic.
Biracial or multi-ethnic?
Yeah, because they're like more than one ethnicity.
What about if they look black?
So? Yeah, I mean, if they're... Like I said, if they are... If there are two different things, you know, I just don't say mixed. That's just so tacky. I mean, if you're going to say something other than just identifying with one particular, just say biracial or multi-ethnic.
All right, stay on the line. I'm going to let you chop up or do whatever you're doing over there. Stay on the line.
Sorry.
All right, 347, you're on the line with K100. What's popping?
Brother, I don't know if you know me, but this is Elohim from the Elohim Show on Blog Talk.
Yes, I'm glad. I knew I was going to get somebody. Elohim, I'm glad. I already know from your name that you're going to be the caller I've been waiting on all night. You're the guy. You're my guy, friend. Thanks, man. I knew I was going to get me one, Black Jersey. I knew I was going to get one to call into the show. His name, he's in the building. This is going to be the guy that checked me about half of the shit, probably 90% of the shit I've been saying tonight. Am I right, bro? Hold on. Let me stop the music for this brother. I'm stopping the background music for this brother. I'm glad he called because I was waiting on this particular call. You're the guy I want to talk to right now. Am I missing the ball? Am I dropping the ball, brother?
Brother, you are so accurate and on point. It's like, I wish the world can hear your cry. I admire you. Your eyes are open. You are a brother that I call a brother who is seen, who is open. That's all I can say about you.
Well, I appreciate that, bro. I actually thought that you were going to tell me I'm an ignorant
no.
Nick.
No, you sound just like me. You sound just like me 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Those questions that you asked led me to where I'm at now. You are asking the most valid questions because you've got to first be willing to look and see things for what it is first. So many people don't want to look at things. They just want to push it to the side. You're not doing it. You're putting it out there. All these things you said about African-American, if a man can't say to himself, hold up, man, I'm just not going to accept what I'm made to believe. I got to question these things. You're questioning it. When I look at the mirror, I see a brown-skinned man. I have no problem about the color. I know I'm not black. I even turn myself as black. When I look in that mirror, I am a nice golden brown-skinned handsome man. That's just what I am.
Okay.
Color doesn't identify me.
Right,
you know?
Right. That's why I had the show, because it's like if you've been on the line, I know you've been on the line for a minute, you've been listening. All my callers have no problem saying they're I'm black, I'm being called black, even me, but they all kind of took issue with being called African American. They was all like, well, don't call me that, but you can call me black. But I'm like, none of us are black. But we don't have a problem being called black. But then when African American came up, they're like, I really don't know if I'm from Africa. So all me and most of my callers were like, well, yeah, I don't know if you really call me African American. But I'm like, I would readily admit that that's actually a better term to be called than black. But then again, it's like just the reality of it is that we as a people, black Americans, myself, feel like we'd rather be called black, even though we obviously not that color.
If I may, can I touch that term black for a minute?
Go ahead.
You know, black is like how when you knock. See, I've had an experience in my past when I've got hit in the head with a vase, and I remember the feeling. I got hit with the vase, and automatically my knees got weak, but I blacked out. I couldn't, and I mean I blacked out. Everything got black.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they use that term. You hit him somebody here, he got black. Everything went black for a minute. You see, in slavery, they used to have us shackled in chains and whip us to control us. But through Willie Lynch, they was told that you have to have another way to have control of these people. But you can't be whipping them and killing them like that because you ain't going to have them for your productivity that you need them for. So if you can, it's like the word black for me, this is just my opinion. From what the slave master did to as a tactic to make sure he had control over his people still, the slaves still. If you can get an individual to do something other than what they're supposed to do, though they can see it plainly the right thing and still don't get them to do it, you got to have a certain control over them. Let me give you an example, for example, first, and I'll explain this. I'm an Israelite. I left the Israelites in New York City. I joined because we used to have to take an officer's test back in the 80s. And all the questions on the test, half of them had the wrong answers. So you had to put the wrong answers anyway. So they said to me one day, why you didn't answer the test correctly? I said, these were the wrong answers. I put the right ones. Yeah, but regardless of what, you supposed to put these answers, I wouldn't do it. See, I realized that if you can get me to do something that's wrong and I know I'm not supposed to do it, you're trying to control me. So what I'm saying is that black, if you can get an individual to look in the mirror at himself or herself and still say that they're black, and though they can see their brown complexion, the different shades from dark to light, you have a control, they're blacked out to who they are. It shows a control. It's like as long as they hear us keep saying we black, they know they still got us. It's like a sign to them. That's what I'm saying. We're in the matrix, our people. It's a matrix for our people, but for them, it's just a sign that they can still watch over and see, okay, they call themselves black, we still got them. Because you got an individual who can look right in the mirror and see himself or herself, and what's the problem about black? I mean, you should know you ain't black. That's not your color. That's not the color you are. I'm not black. I'm brown. Bottom line. But I say you sound like me because they call them Negro. From the African-American, Afro-American. Oh, my Lord, I can go all the day with you with this. You're so correct. And we're not African because African's a white man's name from Leo Scipios Africanus, a white Roman general. And American is not our name from Americos Vespucci, another white man. So to call yourself an African-American, you got two white man names on your tooth right there again. So I got a problem with so-called black people who call themselves now conscious and found their roots, saying I'm a proud African, and you're still lost because you didn't even figure out that the word African is from a white Roman general's name, Leo Scipios Africanus, when the real name of Africa, the continent, is Carthage. You see, it's about understanding history and our roots and who we are, and I'm not saying that, you know, that we're of African descent, because we're not. You made a point that they don't like us. They don't like us because we're not them. We don't look like them. We don't act like them. Our facial features, everything is about us is different from them. And then the other sister made a statement about One can be a Dominican, two Dominicans of, you know, Tati Ali and them, but yet they call themselves black, you see? And I agree with her. Here it is again. You got people, brown-skinned people, different ethnic groups. She know her ethnic group. She's a Dominican. So what
right.
she got a color issue for? She know her ethnic group, Dominican. So what the hell is her skin color got to do with that? It's only a certain group. This particular one individual black man and woman over here, so-called, that has this identity problem. Because all the other ones of our people, they know this. I'm West Indian. I'm Dominican. I'm Panamanian. I'm
right.
Puerto Rican. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
So there is an identity for them. So the color really doesn't matter. Then she said about the mix. She don't like that. I agree with her again. There's no such thing as nothing mixed. You understand what I'm saying? We got to get into that's when it comes into the knowledge of genealogy. And through cultures, everyone knows that the seed is determined by the man. Seed is determined by the father. The bloodlines are traced through the father's bloodline to get the genealogy. That's all people got to do as far as that. That's just,
okay.
you know, just some input I'm sharing. I'm not saying anybody got to take my word for gold.
Right. Well, I want to make one point of something that you just said. Like you just this is my question then to you. When right now just a second ago you said the Dominicans know they're Dominican, Jamaicans know they're Jamaicans, Puerto Ricans know they're that. But see the problem where it comes in with us, those people those other places exist. The DR exists, Puerto Rico exists. You feel me? All the West Indies, those places are they're there. But we were born on this land in this country. They can claim that, and they can say that lineage and everything because they know that the Dominican Republic is there. Puerto Rico is there. Jamaica is there. Where is out there? Out there is here. This is where we're from. This land. Mm-hmm. Can't be called Americans because of Amerigo Vespucci. I understand that. I knew that. I didn't know about the African guy, but I knew about Amerigo Vespucci. I knew the reason why they called it the Americas. I knew that much. I'm not saying I'm not the smartest, but I'm not the dumbest, okay? But the point is, if they can claim those nationalities and stuff because those are states and they're established states and they're there. They have history there. Our history is here for a couple of generations back unless we trace it back up into Africa. What did you call it? The real name of it again?
Carthage.
Carthage. Okay.
Yes.
We traced our lineage back to Carthage. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Even still, and half of us over here can't even trace our lineage back to that because we might not even be from there. You feel me? I'm saying, what do we have? We can't. It's not. It's easy for them to say that because they even still have the dialect and the heritage to claim to look at. We don't have that. We have this. This is us.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we? So what do we call ourselves, brother? What do we call ourselves if not black?
See now, that's a see. The question is deep, and I can only tell you what I've come to find myself to be as a. Individual to who I believe to be and why from researching myself historically. That would take time. I would love to do more shows with you if you would like and come with some facts that I know and introduce certain things. It's basically the Bible. For me, I'm an Israelite. For me, the people who, the whole Bible, the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses, and David, and Solomon, we're those people. We are the Jews. The slave masters who had our ancestors, they whip the slave names out of us and make us take other names. But what I'm saying has to be proven. I just can't say it. I have to bring up facts through the Bible and historical facts to prove what I'm saying to you. I just can't say it like this. You know, but we are those people, and the white man who's claiming to be the Jew is not the Jew. They took our identity. We are the chosen people by God. The Bible teaches of a chosen race. A special race that God chosen.
Let me ask you this.
Race of yes, go ahead.
I don't mean to cut you off. Before you, just so you know, I'm the son of a preacher. All right, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm a PK,
okay.
So I know the Bible. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had numerous shows about religion and everything about that on my show. You know what I'm saying? I had some pretty good ones. All right, but before you go any further, there are people right now that are listening to this right now. They're going to listen to this podcast and they're going to say, this guy is teaching us to go by the Bible to trace our lineage, right? And then you're going to have a set group of black people like the Malcolms or the people who, you know, the Islamic brothers, the dark-skinned Islamic brothers, who are going to tell you right there This is where you're wrong off the top, because that religion is not even the religion of our people. Don't you feel what I'm saying? They're gonna argue the point that that religion is not even the religion of our people. So how do we trace our religion back using a book based on a religion that is not our religion? They're going to say that's the religion of the Europeans, the one that they forced upon us, that they took us from. They took us from our roots and our spirituality, brought us over here, gave us Christianity, and force-fed it to us, and we converted and conformed. History teaches and tells us that. It tells us that. So what do you say to these people?
I would say to these people to go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Out of all the chapters in the Bible, if I may, I have the Bible sitting right next to me. I run to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. There's a historical event that took place that's in the Bible that no one can deny: slavery. That's the whole issue, right? The slave
yeah.
ships, the shackles and the chains and everything. Well, here in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, I'm going to go straight to the point. Come on, 28:68. Okay, here we go, 28:68. Okay, listen to this. This is history.
Okay.
This is the Most High speaking to Moses to tell these children of Israel, "And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you." See, that slave trade with them cargo slave ships is the only historical history that anybody can ever touch about a transportation of people from one continent to another on ships, like it says here in the Bible, and they would be sold to the enemies for slaves. And you see, you got the white European Jew claiming he's the Jew, and his greatest event that he calls, that he holds on to link him to God, is the Holocaust with Adolf Hitler. But here it is in the Old Testament. It is written right here of a historical event that is supposed to take place, of a group of people that's going to go into captivity again from ships and be sold into their enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. And so many people talk about the Negro slave trade and what happened, but they can't see this. This identifies these people. We are those people.
Man.
It's a historical fact. It's here.
Okay. So you're saying that our lineage is we are black people.
Well,
are actually.
What happened to? It's not what I'm saying. You got to ask yourself a question.
All right.
If it's not talking about us, who else can you give me a history of any other nation? See, this is what I'm saying to people. If it's not talking about us, then give me a historical event of any other nation, Japanese, Chinese, somebody of a nation that was taken from ships. And I see pictures of nothing but cargo slave ships with Negroes everywhere when I go on the internet and research that. So it's like that's the most biggest historical event of the world, but yet it's right here in the Bible.
As a prophecy at that point. In Deuteronomy,
exactly.
As a prophecy.
That's what I'm saying, as a prophecy.
Okay. I can see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. You're saying that it was prophesied that was going to happen to us. So in turn, you're saying that the Bible is still the true religion of black people. Christianity
yes,
is the true
yes,
religion
but,
of black people.
Yeah, but it's been tampered with. It's been tampered. See, the problem with it is that it's been tampered with. See, people got to realize the Bible is not a religious book. The Bible, people, if you look at the Bible, to give someone, if someone was to ask me, Elohim, what is the Bible? Give me a quick synopsis of it. I would say, okay, this is what the Bible is. First of all, it's not a religious book. It's a book of a history of one particular nation whose creator created the earth and decided to set them up over the earth to civilize the earth and teach the earth of their creator. But they went off and when decided to do other things with the other nations. And he cursed them, and now you get into the histories of all their wars and their fightings and how they've been battling with man since they fell from God and everything else. And now all of a sudden, all you know is that they've just been cursed and rejected from this God. It's a history book of a certain group of people. It has nothing to do with any religion. If you look, it's about culture. But now all of a sudden, here comes the New Testament, okay, about a birth of a certain savior, everybody want to sit back and say he's for the whole world, but when you trace the genealogy of this savior, he was a Jew, he went back to his own people, and he was quoting Moses. He was just of the same lineage of these people of the Old Testament. And it says, so the, even the New Testament, the whole Bible is just the history of a particular black nation called Hebrew Israelites. From then up, and, but now they just, no one knows who these black Israelites are. But there is history, there was a group of people called, there was a nation called Israel that were black, dark-skinned, colored people, not pale complexion people. These were dark-skinned people, especially in ancient times like that. These were dark-skinned people. But it, this has been erased from history because the secret is that, understand this, in that book, these dark-skinned people rebelled against their God, and he told them that if you return to me, I'll return to you. All the time the Bible tells you, well, there comes a time when the Israel turned back to the Lord and he heard them. Israel turned back to the Lord and he heard them. They don't want us to turn back. Our captors know that the day that we really find ourselves and turn back to our Maker, he would listen to us. So it is important for them to give us all the philosophies and the beliefs and the religions that make us think we got God, but still in reality we're really off, so
right,
that he won't turn and return to us. And this is the confusion we're dealing with religion. It's been polluted. The Bible's been polluted and tampered with. Oh, yes, I admit it.
Well, I think that I agree with about 80% of what you're saying right now. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I still, as it pertains to this show, episode 185, as it pertains to this show, all right, I will say that if we're going to go back and identify ourselves as something other than black, which is not even an identity, it's a color. You feel me? Like you said, like Dominicans do, like Jamaicans do, like all of these other nationalities of people do. I said that we first at least need to have a nation to claim. Now, what you came on the show tonight, Elohim, said, you giving us a nationality, okay? You just told us what our nationality is. Now, realistically, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Black Hebrew Israelites. This is how black people on the phone lines and listen to me on my podcast and on my show. You now have, if you agree with the brother on the phone, a nationality to claim. The question is, are we going to claim it? Will we claim it? Realistically, are the people listening to this show, my demographic, age 25 to 40, really going to stop what they are and stop calling themselves black and actually start to claim the Hebrew nation of Israelites? They're not gonna, I guarantee you, you got a better chance of them calling themselves African American.
You're right.
Frankly. They're gonna readily identify with that. You can sell them that before you can sell them that. Listen.
And you know what's sad about that?
We have that term because our elders, the baby boomers, the Martin Luther Kings, and the Jesse Jacksons of our race and nationality, or whatever you want to call us, of our people, they fought to get that change from Negro to that. They fought to get it changed to that. So if our leaders, past leaders, fought to get that changed to that, How is it besides having a blog talk show and having this discussion, you know what I'm saying? Are we ever going to change the mind frame of our people to get us to actually call ourselves Hebrew Israelites?
But check this out. See, now you know why it's going to be hard? I'm going to tell you why it's hard. You see how everybody uphold that Bible? For everyone to really understand that the ancestry of that book, Moses, Aaron, David, Solomon, Samson, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, the Apostle Paul, Jesus Christ, were all black, dark-skinned men. They were all our people that lineage and ancestry belonged to, who you look down and call as a nigger, a spit, spade, spook, wetback. That's really their lineage. Do you understand the homage that has to be paid to us for that?
They're never going to. So we have to pay the homage to ourselves, bro. I know white people ain't going to give it to us.
Okay,
we can't even do it ourselves.
Okay, but you see, that's how brainwashed they got our people to the greatest, the most glorious. They'd rather say, I'm a Gentile. I'm not the Jew. See what I'm saying, too? They'd rather say that and still look at the white. But yet, what I'm going to say is this. But yet you got a white man that'll walk the earth proudly and say it's me.
Yeah. Elohim, bro, I'm glad you called the show. I got one more caller. I'm pretty sure he wants to jump in on this conversation. What's your blog talk show, by the way? Go ahead and shout it out. You said you had a blog talk. What's your blog talk?
It's just the Elohim show on Blog Talk. I'm off the air right now. I usually come on at 8 p.m. Eastern time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I'll be back on the air. I'll be around. And just check my archives, the Elohim show.
Okay, I got to make sure. We friends on Facebook, right? I mean, on Blog Talk, right? Are we friends on Blog Talk?
Let me check. Let me see something. I'm going to follow in your show right
okay.
now.
All right. I'm going to come back and I'm going to find you. And I'm going to link
you
up with
you. I'm Elohim7 on Facebook. Elohim7. On Facebook. I'm right there.
All right. I'm going to find you. I'm going to make sure I look you up, bro. We're going to link up on Facebook. We can have, because I got a couple other shows that you might want to chime in on that I'm going to have in the future. I've had a whole bunch of them already you should have been on. But I'm glad you called. I was waiting for one caller to call in with this kind of conversation, you know what I'm saying, and steer the conversation down this particular road. Because at the end of the day, before I go on to the next caller, at the end of the day, I know what you're saying and the facts and the stuff that you're saying. The problem, not the problem, but the question is, how do we translate that into getting black people, and I'm still going to call them black people because that's what the hell they want to be called.
Exactly, that's what I do.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How are we going to get them to buy into everything you just said? Damn near impossible.
We won't get everybody, but it's like gradually, one at a time, those who hear the word and those who can identify will come. And we'll listen. That's all I can say. Me personally, I just get off a touch of the flu. I'm not looking for recruits. I've learned from being an Israelite and not being messed up with these brothers talking about America's going to be destroyed by the year 2000. The white man, the devil, that stuff messed up. We've been through that nonsense phases. I'm a free thinker.
Right.
I suggest that everyone just know that it's simple. I can tell you now. Just know that you read the Bible about them Israelites as you. And just know that God wants you to do what he tells you to do. And just be free now. You know what Christ taught in the New Testament. Just know that he was talking to you. And do what Christ told you to do. And wait till the Lord judge. You understand what I'm saying to you? And live righteously. It's simple as that. But just now know that when you read the Bible, when you read about them Israelites and all that great history of those people, just know it's you now. But do the righteousness that you read in the book that the Most High said for you to do. That's all. But don't join no groups, because religious groups is just to control your mind and get you all effed up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Be free. Be an individual just who know who you are. You got your Bible, know who you are, and just know, okay, this is just talking about me. Now, what do the Lord want me to do? It's just that simple. And be free. And don't let no pastor dictate to you no more. Why you got to let a pastor dictate to you? You're an adult. You can understand what you read. You understand?
Right.
You know an A from an A and a B from a B. Everybody's educated. They don't need no man to dictate that Bible to them. Open that Bible and let the Most High show you what he got to show you individually. Walk your individual walk with the God. You understand what I'm saying? But just know that it's talking about you when you read the Old Testament. And just know that just the Old Testament, all that you're reading, is your history. No, just know it's you.
All right.
That's all.
All right. Stand by, homie. Stand by. Raspy Ross, I'm almost out of time, but I know you wanted to chime in.
Don't even worry about it. Just tell whatever his name is.
Elohim, yeah.
With Elohim, whenever you connect with him, I'm gonna get with him. That's the same thing I'm being taught. Everything that he was he's speaking on is the same thing I'm being taught at this moment. You know what I'm saying? So I know exactly what he's saying, and when I say it to people, they look at me like I'm stupid. I swear, you know what I'm saying? The stuff that I was told before, to where when I go now and read for myself, I'm like, I don't understand how my ancestors could have missed this.
Right.
I'm talking about it's clear as day in the Bible. Clear as day.
Yeah,
you know,
but the question
how can a white man be?
The question, well, some of your ancestors, if you're wrong, and like I told Elohim, some of your ancestors, right, if they were from Africa, they didn't even read the Bible. They were not praising Christianity. Christianity was not their religion. So if you had kind of ancestors, what do you mean? What ancestors mean?
I'm just saying. All right. Let's see my elders. Let's see my mom or my grandfather, my great grandfather.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I come from a religious background. To say my family been this religious, and now I'm finding out what the truth is, and they've been in it all these years, but and like they don't want their foundation rock. Like anytime I bring it to my mama, I better be ready for my mama to go off and don't want to hear. She do not want her foundation rock, and that's a tough pill to swallow when I know my mama been lied to, and I can't even. I'm fighting to show her the light. Mm. She won't even take the time to listen. She won't even take the time to sit and listen to what I have to say. You know what I'm saying? At least give me that. If she could give me the time to sit and talk with me and listen, maybe she'll see. But she don't even want to give me that time because she don't want her foundation rock. She don't want to see that what she believed in all these years been lies.
Right.
That's what they're
going to say. Well, that's it. I mean, our moms and our pops, you know, they've lived their whole life, a whole generation, a couple of generations, believing one thing. It may be easy for you to conform, but it's not so much as easy as for them to conform. I'm the son of a preacher. My mother's a minister. Me telling her the same thing that this brother just told me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, she might not bite it, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? She might not bite it that way. To tell her to abandon the quote-unquote organized religion of Christianity and to tell her to buy into what I'm saying, and then not only that, but to get back to the point of the show, to translate all that into an identity for our people so we can stop calling ourselves black people but actually call ourselves something of meaning. What? You're going to be hard-pressed to get someone that's my age, 30-some years old, to buy into this shit. You can forget about a 21-year-old that listen to Waka Flocka all fucking day. This guy's got no hope of understanding. He can't even comprehend this conversation at this point. He's talking way above his head. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm having a show and I'm having a discussion because I understand the importance, and I'm sitting back and I'm like, look, I know it's not right that I don't really particularly care about the fact that I call myself black or whatever, and I don't really care about, you know, I don't really identify with African American, like Elohim said. I shouldn't want to be called that either, if you want to be technical. You know what I'm saying? If you want to break it down even more. But my whole thing is black. It's got to be something better than that. And I was not, what he said is probably, even if what Elohim said is 100% right, if he's 100% right, I'm just trying to, trying to sell that whole story to my generation and the generation up under me. Shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying it can't be done. You know what I'm saying? But
that's
you know.
My goal. You know
well, you know.
I'll work on it.
Okay.
We can never say what we can't do.
I never said we can't. I never said we. No, I never said we can't.
I know that.
Okay.
I know that. But if we don't try, we can't say shit about it if we don't give it a shot. We already know it's gonna be hard.
Right.
We already know that. So we ought to be preparing ourselves for it's gonna be hard. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's going to be tribulations.
Right. Stay on the line real quick. Real quick. I just want to open up the phone lines and ask a couple people what do they feel about. I'm going into overtime now. I'm already third hour. So, you know, make sure you don't hang up your phone right now because you're not going to be able to dial back in. I'm going to ask a couple of people that's still on the line what they think about what Elohim said. First of all, I'm going to ask Billy Bad Phoenix that. Billy Bad
Phoenix. Mad dude was B.
What do you think about the reality of what he said and actually applying it to our people? What are the odds and the chances? Just keep it 100.
Well, basically in regards to people claiming that that they're Israelites instead of Africans.
Yeah.
I don't think there's no chance at all. Reason why I say that is because of the fact that, you know, and I had touched on it earlier, is basically what has been embedded into us since birth. We've been embedded as so-called African-Americans, black people, whatever you may call it. But it ain't a way in the world that now, okay, you got this big brother that's preaching the history of the originality of where blacks came from. People are not going to really listen to that because, like, man, I've always been black. I've always been African-American. Nothing's going to change me, this, that, and the third. You know, nobody's gonna really want to hear that because of what's been embedded unless somebody has an open ear and really do their research. So if he preaches into them ears about those who got an open ear to it, yeah, they're gonna research it, but I don't think they're still gonna claim Israelite at the end of the day.
What's the odds of you claiming Israelite?
I'm not claiming it.
You're not,
because it's not embedded. You know, because it's not embedded in me. It's not embedded in me. Even though the facts are there, even though the facts could be there, when I see it myself too, but I'm not going to claim that I'm Israelite. I'm not going to claim Israelite.
But you're going to claim black, even though, like you said, you're going to claim black when you get up, look in the mirror, and plainly see that you're not that.
No, I'm not going to claim it. I mean, and besides, I'd be a hypocrite if I did, because I'm not. I haven't been taught to be an Israelite. I haven't been taught that it's been in my roots of being an Israelite. You know, I'm not going to claim something that I know in my heart of hearts that I'm not.
Okay.
You know, even though the facts are there. You know, the facts could be there. I'm not going to claim something that I'm not.
That you, well, who knows if you're not or not. Hold on. Stand by. I'm going to ask a couple more people the same question. Before I go on, what you think, Black Jersey, about what he said? What's the odds of you claiming that you're an Israelite, that you're a black Hebrew Israelite?
No. It's history that I've been black. I'm just going to stay black.
So you can't buy into that either?
No.
Okay. What do you think about what he said? Do you?
I feel what he was saying.
How can you sit here and say you feel what he's saying but not do it?
It's history because we've been taught all our lives we're black.
That's what you've been taught. You've been lied to. Nobody's never lied to you before?
I've been lied to all my life.
Oh, wait. So why is it that you can't separate it?
Some people don't like change.
Is that what it is?
True.
I'm going to ask El Panama. El Panama.
Hey, what's up?
What do you think? What do you think is the odds of us buying into what, as a people, what Elohim said? What do you think?
Man, to be real with you, it's hardly no chance. You got to make that choice to want to learn about that and actually do that research and then make a choice to do that. But the odds are real slim, man.
So you'd rather look in the mirror and plainly see you're not black and be readily identified with that than do your research and try and come up with a solution about what you actually are. You'd rather just go on and keep the status quo.
No, I'm not going to say that because I can't really say that about myself because, you know, on the page, I was just telling Raspy and Alvina about this book that I picked up called God, the Black Man, and the Truth, you know, that I speaking about what the brother was talking about, you know, the whole Hebrew Israelite, you know, theory and everything. So me as a person, I've taken that, you know, stride to try to learn about that stuff. And then at a certain point, once I get a better understanding, I might, you know, there could be a chance I might, I guess, claim myself as a Hebrew Israelite, but I still got a lot of research to do, man, you know.
Okay.
But I guess to answer your question, the masses probably ain't going to buy into it.
Okay.
You know?
I'm a gambler. I'm going to bet with not. But I'm going to bet with not, but hope I lose. Stand by. Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on?
Okay, what do you think about what he said?
I definitely think he said he was speaking and he had some knowledge, and some of the things he said I've seen in the Bible before, so he was definitely speaking some truth. You know, everybody as a whole, black people buying into it, sadly, I don't think it'll happen. I mean, it's just like you had some examples, you know, they're just like, it's not ingrained in me. I wasn't raised that way. So sadly, the majority of black people will stick with black or African American. Me personally, I plan on doing some more research and reading up on some more stuff. And since I never really went with African American because I couldn't find any African ancestors in my lineage, I would be inclined to go with Hebrew Israelite. But that's after I finish doing my research and making sure, you know, that I understand everything I'm reading and all of that. But mm-hmm. The masses, no, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, stand by. One more, Shay.
Yeah.
What do you think about what he said?
Yeah, I think with a lot of it, I feel like he was right on cue with a lot of things that he was saying.
Okay.
And, but unfortunately, you know, I'm going to have to agree with some of the other callers. I don't think that the masses are going to just get right on board with that, you know, simply right. Because they're going to be so resistant to change. I mean, and I, too, I'm going to have to do my research, do a little bit more homework because, some points that he was making was exactly some of the reasons why I don't really, you know, believe in organized religion anymore.
Okay, stand by. All right, so I think one of the most profound things, and I'm getting ready to sign off after I make this point, I think probably the most besides some of the historical data that he brought up and some of the facts that he brought up, I think probably the most profound thing that he said is, and it's just listening to just that he, and this is something I already felt like and I already know for a fact. He said that when as long as white people or as long as the world feels like we don't readily identify ourselves with our history, excuse me, then we're not a threat. We're never going to be a threat to really take over. We're never going to be a threat to be a powerhouse. We're never going to be an economic threat. You feel what I'm saying? Funny how if we are Hebrew Israelites, you know, actually the real Jews, then the actual Jews that are, well, the posing Jews, I guess the Jews that say they're the Jews,
right,
all the wealth that they've got right now, because they got a massive amounts of wealth and influence over the world right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that was meant to be us as a people. I don't know. It's so much history, and it dates back so far that I think that it dates back so far that it makes people just not give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? How some people be like, look, that was then, this is now.
Right.
I think black people are forever going to be plagued with the that was then, this is now attitude. You feel what I'm saying? I don't think we'll ever just come in and look at our history and actually give it that much credence to where it really matters and dictates what goes on with us today. You feel me? Again, I say black people because that's just the term. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the status quo. That's what we're going to be called. You feel me? Right or wrong, that is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Now, I had the show just to pick the brains of my black people and see how is it that, like you said, you can look in the mirror and see that you're obviously not the color of a black crayon or the color of black of this screen and call yourself that. You feel me? You can actually, like he said, be shown the truth but still deny it. You know, that's a trick, a mind trick. You know what I'm saying? A Jedi mind fucking that we got going on that we've been having. It's called the Willie Lynch letters. You know what I'm saying? A lot of it, you know, look it up if you haven't. Of course, most people that listen to my show have, and they identify and they know what it is. If you actually call this show a lot, you should know. If not. But still, you know what I'm saying? I think at the end of the day, the most profound thing is that we're never going to be a threat. We'll go, which translates to AKA, we're going to always be on the bottom of the totem pole. You feel me? It's just like with the Mexicans and the Hispanics or whoever. When they come over here, one thing they do got to represent is a heritage,
right?
A lineage. They got that, and they came in here and jumped over us economically in a generation. Took them one generation. They flooded this motherfucker, and now they on top of us in the economic pole. They got more influence and everything. You feel me? They got lineage. They can trace it back. They got something to represent outside of a color. They don't walk around saying brown. The real hardcore thugs out west, brown pride. But for the most part, it's Hispanic pride. Pride in their Hispanic heritage. But we don't have that heritage to have pride in. This is our heritage. America. This is all we know. And this is the problem. K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in for episode 185. Shout out to my homie Black Jersey for sitting in the studio with me. All right, you guys, make sure you check out Elohim, his blog talk show. I'm going to link up with him, and you feel me, and become his friend on Facebook. All right, and maybe you can have some dialogue. Maybe you can tune into his shows. I might tune into his show. Might have him back as a guest on some of my future episodes. So we can try and help you guys out. Of course, you know, we're still going to talk about the craziness. You know what I'm saying? The gunfight, the sex, whatever. It's K100. Nothing's changing. But, you know, I'm like a community service project over here. I reel you in with the bullshit and then smack you in the face with fact and truth. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Catch you tomorrow for episode 186. Holla at you.